But it's Cowboys and Eagles on Sunday, and so we thought we would once again eavesdrop on what they're saying in Philadelphia All Sports Radio this morning. We will now tune in live to the Touchdown Brothers, the All Sports Morning Show in Philly on their sports station. Let's see what they're saying.
Now, turn that up a little bit there.
Oh, crank this thing up.
Yeah. You're listening to Down and Distance, the Touchdown Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. We got the White Elephant drawing here in about an hour. Want you to tune in for that.
Yeah,
in
that's going to be fun.
15 minutes, we got Mickey Spagnola joining us to break all this down.
Yeah.
But we're previewing the Cowboys-Eagles. We got to do that.
Hey, before we do that, though, can I just twist off on the NFL?
Yeah,
well, just twist off
your mind
second.
Here, Tony. What you got?
Okay, all right. Eagles-Cowboys Sunday night. What time's the game?
Kickoff is around 8:25 locally here.
Right? Okay, yeah. When did we find out?
I guess the NFL confirmed it last week.
Yeah, about the people that have to make travel plans to go to Dallas or, I'm sorry, Arlington to watch the game? What about people that have to travel?
What about people have to travel?
Yeah.
Or is this about what is?
Well, yeah, like me, I have travel.
What does Tony have to do with the travel?
Well, I have a cheesesteak convention I got to go to. I didn't know if I was going to be back in time to travel.
Calm down, Tony. Okay,
what?
Look, what you acting like this is 9/11 all over again? It's an NFL schedule, you know.
You make a damn joke about everything.
It's an NFL schedule.
Yeah, it's a schedule for human beings.
Oh, my God.
Like me.
Oh, jeez, please.
I've heard this before.
Can we play the audio from them releasing the schedule?
I don't want audio.
Okay.
I just want to know what the game is.
This is the big Tony Ragu ego coming out again.
What? Well, maybe don't let the dog eat the napkin.
Well, do you know what the hell I do for a living?
All right, let's get back to the Eagles. Granted, the Eagles suck. They've lost 7 straight, okay? They've lost the quarterback, Vic. Maybe he's back, maybe he's not. And if he is, by the way, he's the greatest thing since Montana.
Nice, awesome.
If Vic is back, they've had more injuries than anybody in the NFL. They suck, okay? We admit it, the Eagles suck.
No doubt.
But there's no way they suck at the
Cowboys. All right, who you take? Tony Romo, Nick Foles.
It's easy. Foles, younger.
Yeah, this is so clear.
Fewer shots to the head.
Tony Romo, he's over the hill.
Over
he's a flag
hill.
Without the L.
Yeah.
We know this about him.
He's always throwing interceptions.
All right, he is. He throws them all the time.
Yeah.
All right, Bryce Brown or Julius Jones?
Who's Julius Jones?
I'm sorry, Felix Jones.
What are you talking about? That's easy. I go
Felix
with,
Jones.
The Brown. He's awesome.
Yeah, Bryce Brown's so much better.
Probably
Felix is a stag without the ST. And then you add the letter that comes at the
right,
E.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Andy Reid or Jason Garrett?
Oh, it's not even close. Jason, what is he doing in the National Football League?
I don't know, and the sad thing is Andy Reid's going to get fired before Jason Garrett. I don't figure that out.
I can't understand that at all.
Hey,
the only thing good about Dallas died this week.
That's right.
Larry Hagman, we had a lot of respect for him.
That was a great actor.
We were
very, very, very sad to hear about the
very
death of Larry Hagman.
He was from Texas, like the only good thing from that
only
stupid
good thing to come out of that state.
Yeah.
And I thought what we'd do here... Tony and I talked about this, and we've decided that it would only be fitting and only be appropriate if we had a moment of silence for Larry Hagman and acknowledged this unconscionable act that happened to Larry Hagman.
He meant so much to us in this show. So
let's please join us in this moment of silence.
Sal on the bridge.
Wait, what are you doing? This is the moment of silence now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. Let's do it now.
All right, let's do the moment of silence now.
Okay.
All right, that was the moment of silence.
There we go.
Rest
in peace.
Rest in peace. Let's go out to Sal. Sal, South Philly. How are you, Sal? What you got for us?
Yeah, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing all right,
doing
Sal.
Doing good.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do if the Cowboys beat the Eagles. I can't stand it. They can't possibly sweep the Eagles. It just can't happen.
You can't have a sweep.
I got a guy at work. He's a fan of the Cowgirls, and I can't take it. And I want to say, forget about it, you know?
Yeah, forget about it.
That's what we've been saying.
Kick that guy in the nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got one question for you two guys.
Yeah, all what's right. that, Sal? You hit us.
Does Tony Romo suck or what?
He nailed it! I love that kind of analysis.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to have a round table. We got David Moore. We got Robert Wolanski. We got a lot of people coming up next.
That's all
join us next on the Touchdown
WRIP Radio.
Rip them.
They take all of our guests.
I know. Stealing all sorts of stuff from us.
Oh, I didn't know Wolanski was David Moore.
All right, there they are, the Touchdown Brothers, with another edition of Down and Distance from WRIP Radio in Philadelphia.